There's a priest named Father Murphy with a nature always ready to help anyone in need. Was at the mall and noticed an elderly woman struggling to push her shopping cart towards the checkout counter. So he rushed to her aid, took over the cart, and pushed it all the way up to the counter. When he looked back for the woman, she was standing exactly where he took over her cart. She said, "I was using the cart as a support to hold on for my walking as I left my walking stick in my car." Today's gospel, while speaking about blindness, Jesus makes us aware of different types of blindness that we can be affected by. Not because we are bad people, but because we all see life from different perspectives. Blindness, as we know, is not only physical, but can be emotional, mental, spiritual, etc. This affects our judgment and so our decisions. In the first part of the gospel, Jesus challenges his listeners to reflect on the blind person guiding another blind person. He asked, "Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit?" So how can I guide a person to everlasting life, to Jesus, if I am not close to Jesus and know his teachings and precepts? How can be a teacher of faith if I am not knowledgeable to his doctrines and moral principles? How can I be a good example to others if I am not a good person? All these things must always begin with me. Before I can change others and even the world, change must begin with and in me. There's an old story of a blind man walking at night with a lantern. A man coming from the other side asked him, "Why would you carry a lantern even if it is night? For you, a blind man, a night or day isn't the same." The blind man replied, "Yes, it is, but not for you. I carry this lantern, this light, not for me, but for you, so that you would see me and not bump into me." "Oh, I see, thanks." And he left. A little later, another man bumped into the blind man and both fell on the ground. "Can you not see?" the blind man asked. Can't you see? The other man returned the same question. "Well, I'm blind. That's why I'm carrying this lantern," the blind man replied. "Well, it's gone out." He did not realize that the oil has run out and the wick is just smoking. My dear brothers and sisters, we too carry the light of our faith, our vocation, our fidelities. Eventually, the oil runs out and we are left with smoldering wick. We still carry it thinking we are good examples and models until we cause someone to trip and fall and has become stumbling blocks and not light anymore. In order to lead a blind person, one must be sighted. In order to teach, one must be knowledgeable. Otherwise, the blind person and the student will be lost. The sight and the knowledge specified here are the insights that come through faith and the Holy Spirit. And the knowledge that comes from a faith-filled relationship with the Lord. The point of this image of the blind leading the blind is that we must be careful when choosing whom to follow, lest we stumble into a pit alongside our blind guide. A corollary is that we have no business trying to guide others unless we ourselves can see clearly. So this is an important message in a day when so many self-appointed gurus vie for control of our spiritual affairs, our financial affairs, our medical affairs, our romantic affairs, our family affairs. Some are blind, but others see our vulnerabilities, see where they can take advantage of us. On the second part of the gospel, Jesus Christ reminded his disciples and those who listened to him to avoid being hypocrites, people who are self-righteous. And in the context of our gospel for today, people who correct the defects of others while failing to detect their own sins and failures. Jesus urges them, especially teachers and leaders, to examine themselves and be prepared, willing, and ready to correct themselves when they committed mistakes and wrongdoings. Before we can correct others, let us face ourselves in the mirror and assess ourselves if we are worthy to take out the speck in others' eyes. Are we sinless and righteous compared to others? Or are we seeing only the fault and sins of others, but not our own sinfulness and weaknesses? According to Pope Francis, hypocrisy can be called the fear of the truth. It is a kind of pretending. It is like putting makeup on the soul, like putting makeup on our behavior, putting makeup on how to proceed. This is not the truth. Pretending only produces half-truths. This pretense suffocates the courage to openly say the truth. So according to him, according to Pope Francis, let us not be afraid to be truthful, to speak the truth, to hear the truth, to conform ourselves to the truth so we can love. So let us have a deepened relationship with Jesus, listen to his words, act on it, and be good examples to others by living a life of prayer, showing kindness, compassion, and mercy to others. Let us guide others, but first be truthful and honest and have a clear vision of faith so that we will not fall into the pit. Let us bear in mind the last words of Jesus in the gospel. The good persons out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us be good example to others. As parents, be good examples to your children. As husband and wife, be good example to others. As leaders, as followers, let us be good examples so that we can spread the truth and the love that comes from Jesus. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you guide and patient with us, your slow learning disciples. You came not to condemn, but to forgive and save us. Give us clear eyes to look into our own hearts and consciences, and make it dark with the shades of love and understanding when we see the sins, weaknesses, and faults of those around us. May we always speak good words, encouragement, forgiveness, and inspire others by our Christ-like attitude and living. Amen.